Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
One night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround.
That was a real smooth transition, as usual. Welcome to the Church Reality. Episode 143. Let me bring on my co-host here. How you doing, sir? Skinny Man on
the
beat.
Hey, what's going on, Prez?
Man, Skinny Man on the beat and Skinny Man on the line. I'll tell you what. Just having a good time. Looking forward to a bunch of new things. Well, I got you on the line. First and foremost, this Saturday, 9 p.m. Central. This is the 28th. Mac J and Velvet Rose got their brand new show, Underground, Saturday night. Everybody call in and check out the show. It's going to have a bunch of surprises. It's going
to
be a real fun
today,
comedy variety show. But on top of that, too, there's a segment that you've done on this show many, many times, Skinny Man on the Rant, where you get to going off about whatever subject it is that's ticking you off during the week, that particular time, and you kind of just go in on people. We have a brand new show coming called Skinny Man on the Rant, man. What can people expect to hear on this brand new show?
Anything that will either have you saying, damn, he's saying what I want to say, or you might be totally, hey, he's wrong for saying that. Fuck him. But pretty much, like you said, it's going to be pretty much what's on my mind at that time throughout the week, what I've went through, or it could be any subject content from anything socially, like feminism, you know me, how I touch up on the weave stuff, any fuckery, any anti-swag stuff, anything, whatever's happening or whatever's on my mind, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah,
I try
definitely
to keep my cool on it, but sometimes I get a little loose.
Well, you know what's good about it, too? Like you said it perfectly. You're going to have people cheering for you, and you're going to have people booing you. In other words, you're going to have people angry and upset, and then you're going to have people right on. You said exactly
and
what
I'm going to love it either way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Speaking of UGS for Life Online Radio, here's another co-host, Lane Riddick. 2015 NAACP history maker. She wasn't voted in by that white woman over in Seattle. how you doing, Elaine? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I am fine. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, goodness.
Hey, we're glad you're here.
Thanks.
Tonight's show is basically about Plum Island. For anybody that doesn't know what that is, I mean, you know, we're going to talk about animal and human experiments, but what it is, it's a disease, animal disease center off the coast of New York. But it goes back further than that. It was built during the Spanish-American War, and it was a fort. Forget the name of the fort that it was, but they basically, after World War II, they deactivated it. It was in operation all the way up until World War II. They said, you know, we're done with it, whatever. Well, they reactivated it in 1952, supposedly with Nazi scientists from World War II, and they created the Army Chemical Corps. Basically, what it was 70 buildings full of different, you know, high-level security things where they're doing basically animal and human experiments. And throughout the years, weird-looking fucking creatures have been washing up on the shores over there. There's this thing called the Montauk Monster. Okay, it washed up on shore in 2008. And it looks like a bald raccoon with the head of a bird. It has like a beak. It's really fucking weird-looking. It was featured on... Ancient Aliens, also on Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory. But that's not the only one that is washed up. There are several other cases right around the same area in New York. There was another, in 2011, another weird creature that washed up. It resembled the same monster in a lot of ways. And, of course, the East River Monster was found beneath the Brooklyn Bridge. These are weird creatures, and it's no coincidence that these things are found not far from an animal experimentation facility that deals in, you know, like we were talking about, too, human and animal experiments. You were reading up on this, Elaine. What did you uncover?
Well, what they're doing now is they're trying to find a way. I think what they're trying to do is they say that they're trying to cure diseases. So what they're doing is they're taking human organs and putting them in animals and animal organs and putting them in humans to see how it works.
Basically, kind of like how when they put the ear, the human ear, they grew it on the back of a mouse or a rat. And then once the ear was the cartilage and everything was grown big enough, they put it back on somebody's head. This
pretty
is the
much,
type of stuff that they were probably doing there.
And it's also the
pretty
genes.
Pretty soon we're going to be seeing fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles walking around.
I mean, literally.
For real.
I mean, it makes you wonder where they even get that stuff from. You know, we all heard the stories about the alligator in the sewer. And different things of that nature, but cryptozoology is something that, you know, is real serious. You got the chupacabra, which is some kind of weird hairless dog creature that sucks the blood of goats. Of course, you got Bigfoot, which you know, made popular in the 80s by Harry and the Hendersons. For those of you 80s babies out there.
Yeah.
You know, but the Patterson video is the most famous depiction of Bigfoot. Supposedly, you know, it was authenticated. Now, some say it was proven to be fake. I don't know. I saw a documentary on it where they said that there was no way they didn't have those type of costumes back in 67 or 65, whenever the fuck they saw it. And the way the thing was walking, the strides was not... the same stride as man. It was too big, is basically what they were saying. Who the fuck knows, though? You know, but when you get to experimenting with science in animals, that's when you're talking about, you know, chemical or biological warfare and things of that nature.
I remember seeing a video one time, and y'all probably seen this too, where... It looked like an old clip off of something where they had this cat and they had it triggered up with some sensors where it could do something to the brain waves of the cat to where the cat would be so calm, and then they'd flick one little switch on the cat and the cat would get like super aggressive and try to attack the other cat. And it was because they put like some kind of chip or some kind of thing in the cat that made it aggressive every time they hit this switch.
And it was fucking with its mind. We got a caller.
And this was a video from years ago.
Yeah, this is crazy. We got Mook on the line. How you doing, Mook?
What's that, man? How y'all doing?
Mook?
Man,
what's up?
We're talking about, you know, pretty much cryptozoology in Plum Island and these crazy animal experiments. Now, here, I just found this, too. In 1954, what they were doing, they were actually experimenting with America's livestock. This was during the Cold War. They were using secret biological weapons program targeting livestock. And who knows what they did to these animals. You know what I'm saying? And this lasted all the way through up until like 2001. It says after 2001, they renewed its research into biological weapons. So, I mean, and you're seeing all these weird creatures wash up on shore and all this stuff, and it's known to be a facility that used biological weapons on animals and livestock. And like Elaine said, you know, people putting human organs in animals and vice versa to see if it'll work or not.
Well, I mean, you got to think about it like this too, Press. I mean, they're going to experiment on the animals first to see how they react before they initially, you know, put it in on our ass. So the same way the medication that helped people today have side effects, so does some of these experiments. So, of course, you get to experimenting on a monkey with something that you plan on using during warfare against other humans. The side effect may be, hey, this monkey becomes overgrown and aggressive and start looking like the same thing you want to destroy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you take a look at it from that aspect, you know, of...
And sometimes it doesn't work. You know, that's
well, and the end result may be you have created a monster for real.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
A real live
stuff,
breathing Frankenstein.
Yeah,
yeah,
most
of the
stuff that they use on animals, they don't even experiment long enough, but they still give it to humans. That's what humans. That's why you have a lot of people walking around with these serious side effects. Because animal's body and a human's body, blood is different. And what they're doing also is they're using the DNA of a human and putting it in an animal, and an animal DNA and putting it in a human. So,
hey, what you're talking about right now is they're trying to like grow human organs in pigs. It says here what they're doing
exactly.
is the University of California is trying to create human pig and human sheep embryos to see if a technique can produce human organs. The genes for generating specific organs are disabled, and human-induced basically stem cells are injected into a pig and sheep embryo. So they're trying to try to grow these pigs walking around with a human heart inside of it instead of a pig heart. And when
they're
trying to heart comes, they rip it out of its chest and make bacon out of the motherfucker.
Let me tell you where it stemmed from, Press. There's a boatload of corpsmen, and corpsmen are the guys that are actually the Navy medics. When the war first kicked off, they were giving these guys what's known as quick clot. Quick clot is what they use to try to seal up like a gunshot wound. And the experiment that they were doing, they wanted to show them how efficient the quick clot was. So they would take a pig, saying that pretty much the same way pigs bleed and the way that their body would react to some sort of coagulant is the same way that the human body bleeds and reacts to a coagulant. And they had slaughtered many amounts of pigs, you know, trying to teach these guys how to use quick clot to save human lives. So when you say that they use pigs to try to do different things to see how our internal organs would function, that doesn't surprise me at all, man.
Yeah, and they're really doing it, you know. And you're right, that's exactly what they call it, shimrods, you know, and they're making half human and half animal. The embryos, they're making them half human and half animals. And I think that is so disturbing.
I'm putting nothing past these people, Elaine. I mean, they kill children use the body parts of children as fillers for the food that we eat every day. And I don't put nothing past these folks, man.
And it's so bad because who told them that I want to be a cannibal? You know, I don't want to eat no human.
Yeah.
No, you know, this is disturbing what they're doing.
They can care less about you. They're only concerned with their research. What they got. I mean,
that's
come
right.
on, man. Who comes up with the theory of Frankenstein? Somebody had to have that
Somebody.
In their mind. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Who sits down and thinks of this type of shit? Like, I mean, I'm a movie buff, y'all.
Been going on
who sits down and movies like Hostel? Who thinks of this shit, man?
Right, Gene Editing.
Oh,
yeah.
I believe that a lot of
Gene
this stuff
editing.
That we see actually exists. Damn it,
Gene. Surviving
the game. Entertainment. Hell no. It's surviving
real.
The game. That's some real
know
shit.
They do that shit. No, they do
Come
that.
On.
These rich fucking tycoons. Like, look at Trump's kids, for example. They went into Africa and killed a bunch of lions and tigers and, you know, these beautiful animals.
Yeah,
you know
and nobody
couple,
is talking.
A couple homeless guys
nice.
Go running in the woods and hunt them down. Fucking
hey man, I don't put it past
bastards.
Them. I don't put it past them. You know what I mean? I, man, listen.
Yeah.
You want to know how weird rich people are? Talk to a prostitute. The richer they are, the weirder the fantasy. I don't
oh,
put
wow.
it past none of these people. That's my point. That's the reason why I say that. You know, for a poor guy that want to get some ass, he's going to go pay the woman and get the regular type treatment that he would
get
from any other woman he wants to lay down with. But I know a hoe who said straight up and down there was a guy that would call her every Thursday and she was paid $1,500 to put on some red pumps and step on his balls. No sex whatsoever.
Yeah.
He just had some sort of infatuation with her putting on red pumps and stepping on his balls. I said,
that sounds
this
like
is the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. But when you have that type of money, whatever you think you can have happen, I don't put a damn as none of these rich folk, man. Somebody probably woke up and said, you know what, man, I'm rich. I got guns. I got people. I'm going to go in the woods and fuck with the weirdest shit I can think of. I'm going to go try to put a human heart in a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I thought about
when
it.
When you are broke, you're concerned about how in the hell you're going to pay your light bill. You ain't got time to go in the woods and fuck with no bear. You understand what I'm saying? The richer these people are, man, they get these weird-ass ideas,
they
and they go execute this shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm putting nothing past these folks, bro.
These are the same people that worship a giant owl named Moloch. And at the Bohemian Grove, a bunch of faggots over there. Oh, that's
I'm
coming
putting
up.
Past.
Coming up here in Northern California real soon is this Bohemian Grove event where the richest of the rich get together in the woods, and it's all male.
And all those kids.
Females aren't allowed to work there because they all they want basically is a bunch of male prostitutes and a lot of presidents go there. A lot of Clinton's been there.
Obama.
Know. Oh yeah, of course. Oh yeah. Obama was snorting coke off the tip of some guy's dick in a fucking limousine. That's the guy who wrote a book about him.
Wow.
Or vice versa.
Oh,
I don't know what, you know, either way. He was getting his rocks off, smoking rocks.
But, you know,
horrible.
Not changing
horrible.
The subject, but that's part of the reason why they want this transgender stuff, because that's what they are, clean on down to the Pope. This is what they do. This is what they do. So what
I
they're
don't
doing
put
is they
these rich, man.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, did you get the petition to sign?
I have not completed it. I want this thing to be
authentic. There's already a petition circulating.
I didn't receive any email.
Okay, I sent it to Prez.
You sent it to me? Okay,
I sure did.
Look for it.
Okay,
yeah,
look
for
it, and I, you know, they already done wrote it up. All you got to do is sign your name, and you can make your statement right there.
Okay.
You know, but really, that's why they want all this stuff here, out here. They're trying to set up their world that they want. They're trying to create the world that they want to live in. And, yes, and they do want access to the children. And getting back to this thing at Plum Island, you know, it's right there. These are crazy scientists. that would actually take your kid and do just like they're doing these animals there. You know, they said they closed the place down, did they not? Because it had so many, it had so many diseases.
Well, did there was a I mean,
if that's the case, I know they didn't close it.
It's still operating. Yeah, it's got to be still operating.
They'll probably try to they'll try to bottle those diseases and sell that shit over the counter.
What I meant was because of the amount of animals that they was experimenting with, is what would you call it disease? Mad cow disease, the tongue and foot disease, and all these crazy diseases, the Legionnaire disease. It can escape these places. It can get on the outside, and maybe not, but a lot of people had that fear, and I believe a lot of people left Plum Island because of that. That fear that the disease could, you know, get in the air or something like that. I don't know.
Did you see those giant steroided up cows? I mean, these things look like fucking. Oh, they're disgusting. I mean, they're completely
muscular.
Yeah,
and this is the place where these animals have cancer. You know, where they and all that pus come out and.
Yep.
And what they want to do is they want to see
that's
the public's reaction, you know, if it got out or what would happen if we had gotten some of this bad stuff.
Hey, man.
You know, I mean, these are sick people, man. These are sick people. I mean, they can't get no sicker.
Yeah,
I'm damn near.
You're fucking with hormones.
Before it's all over, we're gonna be surviving off of water and fucking pecans. That's all you're gonna. So
the water is bad. The water is bad.
Fine water.
Yeah, I mean, but goddamn, man. I'm gonna be honest, man. I think that, and I hate to say this because I know how hard we work to try to make life comfortable for our families, but man, I think the days of America being the modern day Roman Empire is fucking numbered, man. Every other empire.
I think so
has,
too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what.
But this is not, well. Now you don't go from this to things just being, you know, the bad people that's running the world, you know, just going away, and we still gonna continue to live the way we live. Hell no, that's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. It's gonna get bad.
Like
imagine
I said,
America having like a third world country.
We're already living in a communist country, but people just don't want to accept it. When they tell you what you can't do, and they tell you that you have to give your kid, what is it, the HPV vaccine, that it's mandatory, and we know that it caused cancer. I mean, really?
I got where you're going, Elaine. This is what I mean. I mean it from the aspect of us not even having the resources that we're used to having. I'm talking about running water and electricity.
Collapse.
This fucking country would go crazy without electricity right now.
Wow.
You mean to tell me I can't check my social media because I can't charge my fucking phone? Some people going to die behind
in
that.
In hell.
Well, didn't they say that if anything happened, the first thing that they were going to get rid of would be the electricity?
Oh, yeah. Once the power grid fails, we're all fucked.
Oh,
that's the moment of the purge right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the purge kicks off.
So they'll let you know in advance.
Humanity will be extinct.
Yeah. They'll let you know in advance because they mentioned it, and they're saying, like, even if the terrorists was to come here, that's the first thing that they're going to target.
Well, they can crazy enough, they can target it from on the other side of the planet through hacking into the system. All it would take is one of these weirdo fucking war games geeks to hack into some system, and they could shut down everything. Imagine if they shut down Las Vegas. Just shut that bitch down with all during the peak season of touring, all those people in total darkness, not having shit. They would consume each other. You know what I'm saying?
It's scary.
They completely consume each other. Oh, yeah, it is. And especially if you're in a big fucking populated area. You know, they'll probably experiment first and do it in a small rural area. you know, just have the minimal chaos, and then they'll hit like fucking Brooklyn or something.
Mm.
You know, or they might do it over in another country. They might, in a bigger place like Tokyo with 20 fucking million people. You imagine that shit? And then we will be over here watching on the news. It'll create mass hysteria over here, just us seeing it.
Hey, man, I don't know if they want to fuck with Tokyo, man. I'm just saying. Them Japanese folk ain't poor. And that'll be hell to pay. I mean, that's they're small, but they got some goddamn money. You get to fucking with them people over there. I don't know, man.
It's crazy because we're on the brink of something. You know, you know something's coming, you just don't know what. But it's coming.
Yeah.
Whether it's warfare or biological or, you know, some type of crazy fucking flu that's going to wipe out half of the planet. You know, but when you got these facilities and you got these evil scientists, you know, working under the cover of darkness, making who knows what, like you said, food that we're eating. It's just fucking scary. Scary to think about. You know, what happens to all the kids that, like you were talking about earlier, what happens to all these kids that get kidnapped? They'll say, are they in facilities like this, having their organs ripped out? Very, very possible.
You seen the last Blade movie that they made?
No. Uh-uh.
Where they just had the people wrapped up in plastic. They weren't brain dead, and they kind of kept them alive using a serum. I think that's exactly where all these missing folks are. And they come
to
the point that they're actually experimenting on people, seeing how all these different chemicals that they come up with actually affect the human body. I mean, you know, they'll let you know about Plum Island, but man, come on, man. After a kid's been missing 90 days, does anybody really give a damn anymore?
Especially those that's in foster care. You know, nobody care. Nobody look for them.
No. It's crazy.
I was reading yesterday about something you just said about what would happen. But they are talking, we're on the verge of something, and I vaguely remember how they were saying something about the banks. If the banks collapse, you won't be able to buy food. You won't be able to go to the bank. You won't be able to get no money out. You won't be able to do anything. And they were saying
I'm just not gonna buy it. I'm gonna get what the fuck I need. It's just not gonna get bought. now they got to deal with me. I'm going to get what I need to feed my people. That's okay. You want to shut down the bank? Good. Where's the food at? In the grocery store. Who the fuck is going to stop me from going to get what I want out of this grocery store? That's all I'm saying.
They
want pandemonium, it's real easy. Stop people from living the life that they're used to living, and they're going to have hell to pay.
Yep.
And they're saying
there goes your population
the
control right there, America. And let me tell you something. If you think the National Guard is just tough enough to deal with these gangbangers and everybody else that shoot motherfuckers every day, no, they're not. I'm just being honest. They're not. Because contrary to what you bastards believe, they have family also.
Mm.
Now what you gonna do? I'm just being real. I'm serious, man. I'm trying to figure out who are these people absolutely positively think that they are going to hire for them to turn their guns on their own folks. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people can be bought. Yes, some people can be bought. But I think that's just a few people. That's not the masses.
Right.
Yeah,
here's something.
Small
California.
Mm-hmm.
California is always the first to order something, right? They're the first to start something. Same thing with this gender bathroom that we were talking about. Now, they have made it mandatory vaccination. California is ordering genetic alterations.
Shit.
I mean.
Rez, you better check on 6.
Yeah, we better make sure he's all good.
Check on 6.
I mean, now that
yeah, well,
sad.
California,
I mean,
like we were talking about, they put it in the books. And did you hear about recently that they wanted to introduce this to third graders, that book where it's got a boy that wears a dress in it. Did you see that? And
I
they,
saw
they
that.
Had the, yeah, they had the third grade. You know what I'm saying?
They're teaching about
when you
gender.
Do something like that. You're trying to completely manipulate somebody's mind, a child's mind. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. But they are. They're doing it. And what are we doing?
They were the first ones to introduce gender bathrooms a couple of years ago, remember? And then Virginia
yeah.
fell behind them. You know, so, oh, God, I got a headache.
That's all. I'm going to just start fighting back, man. That's all. Just start mailing a bunch of crack to the politician's house. And where they smoke it. You know,
no, they just got this big politician.
Just fight back.
Listen,
that's all.
Listen, here's this one is good. They just got this politician. He was talking about the people that's on welfare should be checked for drugs. Ohio, I think it was. Oh, yeah. And what they did was they gave him a drug test and he failed it. He was caught with crack in his system.
He tested positive for cocaine.
He tested positive for cocaine. And what was the other politician's name, this big guy who's still in Washington, D.C.? Whatever his name is. Look how they found all the drugs on his boat. McNamara. Look at how they found all the drugs on his boat.
No, Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, they found keys
yeah.
to coke on his. Yeah, and the other guy you're talking
about. I'm not mailing them no cocaine. They're going to party with me. I'm mailing them crack. There's a difference between cocaine and crack. When you get on crack, your life is over, Jack. There's no fucking
like
party
the mayor
in
Toronto. That shit killed him eventually.
I mean, come on. No, I'm not sending them the powder form of cocaine. In 72 hours, that shit is out of your system. You can snort your ass off on Friday. Monday afternoon, if you don't touch nothing afterwards, you are good. You don't let nobody tell you nothing
different.
I want you smoking crack, motherfucker.
Bling,
that
bling,
shit
crack.
Is stick to your ribs, and you're going to die. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about no cocaine. Cocaine is a good time. You can ask any celebrity that shit. Every last one of them
that's
on TV has snorted some fucking coke. Yeah, they snort coke all the time. That shit don't do nothing but keep these. To be honest with you, coke kind of keeps some of these motherfuckers living.
Well,
you know what I mean? But let a motherfucker get on crack.
Don't you think, let me, now listen to this. Don't you think, let's be honest, don't you think Donald Trump is involved with something? He owns this casino, right? Or this dance
place.
No,
a lot of cocaine. I could look in his.
You can tell. He buy it, and he, you know what he said? He said black, quote unquote, he said black men were lazy and were good for nothing, and he said the only thing that a black woman is good for. That's before I even knew he owned the casino or whatever. He said the only thing a black woman is good for is sex.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't put nothing past none of these people. I am not appalled at all. Again.
Anyone
of you that's come across Donald Trump while he is on a presidential campaign, give him the best goddamn crack in the city.
You need to get him and Hillary in the same fucking crack hotel.
Man, all it takes is one time, man.
Having
we
sex
get,
and going out and pouring for fucking dope.
Yeah.
And film the whole
she,
thing.
One time.
Most of her friends were big drug dealers that was paying her way. You know, I'm quite sure y'all heard of her that. Some of them went to jail. She took money from them, you know, doing her pay for her campaign, and they were all at a party one night, and they questioned her on that. So, you know, I don't know what we have running for president or whatever, or who's going to be in control of this world, of this country. But we have two loonies for real. I mean, both of them are real big time gangsters, and they ain't no wannabe.
Mhm. Yeah, they well, you know, she has a proven track record herself of fucking people over and getting people killed.
Yeah.
And compromising our security, opening up secret emails on a private server. The lady's nuts. She's complete, and anybody that would vote for her or Trump is completely nuts. They're both fucked in the head. I don't see how anybody can pick either one of them.
Not enough. They're not smoking crack yet. We need to make it our motherfucking mission.
We need to get them on some serious
crack.
Crack
and damn
heroin. Imagine a Trump speech after he did some angel dust. He smoked a wiki stick and he got up there and just started freaking out. That would be great. You remember when that guy charged him and he got all scared and shit? That guy had come running at him and he, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, luckily, he had his guard to jump in front of him. Bush didn't have that when that guy threw the shoes at him. It was fucking great.
Yeah.
I still love watching that shit. Too bad his shooter hit him in the fucking head. That was another asshole. Yeah, I'm glad Jeb ain't in the mix, but it doesn't really matter anyway because, you know, these people are just spokesmen. They're actors for a job. Obama's the same way. He's an actor. You know, the real people in charge are behind the scenes. And anybody
that's
doesn't
right.
I will, this though, Prez, I will say this. You know what? President Obama, and y'all going to kind of freak when I say this. President Obama is probably the only president that has told black people the truth. The only fucking thing he did was promise hope. He ain't promised shit else but hope.
Yep.
And we have been hoping this bastard would do something, and nothing has happened.
Texas
so,
got
the only thing he did do.
In a sense, he did exactly what he said he was going to goddamn do. He was going to give America some motherfucking hope. I don't want no more goddamn hope. I need some action. Even if it's a person that I don't damn agree with. Even if it's a presidential candidate that I don't agree with. If he say he gonna do some fucked up shit and he does it, I cannot argue with him. At least he's doing what the hell he said he was gonna do. Now,
what people don't realize that he done was,
let me tell you
what
I
was there.
I think that Donald Trump is a puppeteer right now. I think that he is saying everything that he can possibly say to draw so much attention on him that people forget everything that Hillary and her family has done.
Yes.
You got what I'm saying? When you get this, because this is what we need to look at. Out of all of these goddamn years that Donald Trump has been famous, all these years that Donald Trump has been rich, now that he's running for the president, all of a sudden he's racist. He's all the worst things in the damn world because he has the light on him. I don't believe that shit. I think that there's some sort of underlying agenda, and these folks are making these crazy-ass laws for us to pay attention to, for us to get pissed off at, so that we don't see the bullshit that's coming. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I mean, since when? I thought this was a country of democracy. When the hell does all this dynasty shit start to come into play? We had to deal with Bushes for quite some time. Right or wrong? We had to deal with the Bush family for a long time in this country. Now they're systematically setting it up for the Clintons to be next. And listen, I don't give a damn if it's a left wing or the right wing. They the same fucking bird. It's the same bird.
Yeah.
You got what I'm saying? So when you
fly without the other wing, you're right.
So when you start to say that, okay, we're going to push the agenda of a fucking bathroom. Man, listen, black folk fought their ass off in the fucking civil rights movement to take a shit next to white folk.
Yeah.
The issue was a goddamn are you serious? We got bigger fucking fish to fry to be worried about a goddamn bathroom. I'm just saying.
Or drinking water
shit.
Or sitting in a restaurant.
Yeah, they're doing this shit to take your fucking focus off of what the hell needs to take place. All right. Listen. We already understand there's going to be some sort of race issue between people. Listen, everybody got a certain amount of prejudice in them. Some white folk don't fuck with other white folk because they fucked up. Some black folk don't fuck with other black folk because they fucked up. We all have family members that we don't deal with because they're just not good people. We understand that already. But until we get somebody to run that's going to try to unite people and unify us as a front, because the whole world is looking at the United States of America right now like,
sure
is. Like, what are y'all doing?
They're laughing at us. I saw a video of people in France tearing fucking cop cars the fuck up, just making cops run. Like, you know, when you, in the United States, you see the line, it'll be pushing people back. I saw this France, these fucking Frenchmen running around making cops run in reverse. You don't see that shit here?
No.
You don't see that
because
shit here
they
at all.
Stand for something.
Because
well, they're not going to put up with their bullshit. They're not going to put up with their bullshit. But because this country has taken so much time to brainwash us that race is the issue.
Yeah.
Nobody is concerned about money. Nobody is concerned about the fact that we all have Social Security numbers and gold does not back the money. Your blood backs the fucking money.
That is so true.
Friends, from the time that you were legally working, you have been taxed. When you buy shit in the store, you are taxed. You have no idea where those dollars go. When you take a look at the back of your Social Security card, there's another number on that card. When you take a magnifying glass, look at the line that you sign on the front of your Social Security card, that's not a line. I challenge everybody on this phone, get you one of them little plastic magnifying glasses out of Cracker Jack box and take a look at that line on your Social Security card. It's not a fucking line. That line says authorized signature 4. When you sign that line, you just killed yourself. You're no longer Scott Bader.
None of us
You're
belong
the state
to
Scott
us.
Bader.
We belong
you got what I'm
to
saying?
Them. We belong, yeah. None of
you
us
know what I mean?
Really,
so, yeah,
really
they
want agree.
Us talking about Plummer Island.
You have
they want you to talk about Plum Island, but not pay attention to the fact that AIDS is through the fucking roof in Atlanta, Georgia, and the CDC is right down the damn street from Elaine.
You know what I'm saying? And they want you to know.
Well, they still have that scientist working there that was raping animals and little boys.
Yeah,
the
but we just did a report.
There.
We just did a report, then the Lancet Medical Journal came out and called us a lie, and they went out and did the report behind us, and they came back. We didn't know the percentage. They came back and said that Depo-Provera increases a woman's chance for developing HIV and AIDS by 40%. Then the World Health Organization went back and did the study behind the Lancet Medical Journal and came back and said it don't increases a woman's chance. It is the cause of HIV. And why do they target black women for that?
Because these dumbasses
right downtown
go for any doctor and go because they're concerned about booty shots and shit.
Yeah.
Go
well,
ahead downtown, get your booty shot. They're going to give you that booty shot with 3%
of
HIV in that motherfucker. So
that's
the minute
right.
you
and
let the dude that like the way you look at that ass and you give him some ass, you just infected yourself and him. Keep right on, jackasses.
And
well,
I keep telling them and they're not listening.
There's a homosexual community in Atlanta. Westside Willie will agree with this if he calls in. These guys are running around fucking each other. Then they're going home and tainting their wives or their girlfriends' pussies. You know what I'm saying? Bringing AIDS home to the house, too. There's a huge, I mean, a huge gay population in Atlanta.
I don't even go downtown.
I think it's got to be the gay population of the South.
Atlanta is. Atlanta is.
Yep.
And I
all those
big
Laffy and tight shirts and all that crap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shout out to the Hard Boys and you know what I'm saying, the real artists down in that area, Hitman, Sammy Sam, Mike Fresh, and all them dudes, real people. But the people like Laffy Taffy,
and
all these guys. You know, yeah, I mean, it's like, what
and
the
then
fuck
they go out there, the girls
there
go out there and do these pole dance. They bring home, like, how much money, $1,500 a night or something like that. And then they don't know, this white guy came out, he lives in downtown Atlanta, too. Well, he lives in the suburbs. He came out and said that he only did it one time. You know, he went out one time and went back home with it.
Yeah.
And went back home and took it back home, like you said. You know, and you don't dip and dab. You know, dipping and dabbing. Going out there, screwing somebody in the butt, and then going home. Don't wash your shit or don't clean your shit, and a lot of them haven't even been circumcised.
These sweet
walking
chucks
around
can't
with that nasty, funky, that's what I'm saying. Walking around with that nasty, funky shit.
First time
funky
I heard Elaine
shit
say something like that, like a joke.
Yeah,
Jesus
it's the
Christ
truth. You know, and then all they do is just, they don't take a bath.
I know.
They don't take a bath. All they don't change their drawers. You know, and these sorry women going around, coming up with herpes in the mouth.
Yeah.
You kidding me? I'm glad I live on my mountain by myself.
Get a pull off of that cigarette. Yeah, right. You can't do that no more.
I mean, exactly.
Don't pass the joint.
I mean, let me have a drink behind you.
I'll smoke my own.
That is not nice. That is not nice. It is not clean. You know, I mean, shit. I mean,
we went to a concert one time, and we was out front of the concert, and this guy is hype. He came up to us. He was all fucked up, and he had what appeared to be a blunt, and he wanted us to hit it. Everyone was like, fuck you. I don't know what's in that thing. That thing could have crack rock. It could, and plus, we don't know where your mouth has been. You're a total stranger. But these other hypes, right away, you'd see people, oh,
Let me have a pull off of that joint. Let me get a hit.
Next thing you know, yo, who knows how that guy got that? He might have just sucked someone off to get that dope that you're smoking on. People are not, you know what it is? People are not making rational decisions anymore. The human mind is not thinking properly. You know, you got people going out there and just doing whatever the fuck they want to do, not thinking about the consequences until they wake up pissing razor blades. Oh, shit,
yeah,
what happened?
That,
how did
or
I
that
get
shit
this?
Laying at the head of the bed, looking at them right straight in the face. You know, he done lost it. But now, you know, they have a new thing out. They're not only giving women birth controls, they're telling men to get the vasectomy, and they're not being honest because that also is a form of sterilization, and that's a big thing they're saying that men will get it.
It
know,
is
so
irreversible, right? You can't, once you get
it, it is irreversible.
It's irreversible, but it's
it
very,
works.
Very expensive, man.
Sometimes it works, and sometimes you can have it reversed. It depends on your body.
I don't suggest that shit for no man, goddamn it.
I don't
either. Come on, man.
No.
Why?
Well,
a lot of times, too, you're controlling women that'll say, instead of getting their tubes tied or whatever, they'll say, well, I'm going to make my man get a vasectomy. You know,
like, that's going to stop him.
You ain't making me do shit.
And go on someplace else. That ain't, come on, man.
They're trying to control the population, you know, and a lot of men, like the men in prison, they're giving the depo.
Have your husband or wife
and
spayed or neutered.
Yeah, and the men
that's
in prison
pretty much
are giving the depo
preventer
shots and making their shit go back up inside of them.
Well, that, and, you know, you got, you know what I'm saying, like I said, the AIDS population is going through the roof.
Right.
And it's not just Atlanta. It's other places. They're fudging numbers here and there. You know, it's high in other places, too. Just like with the water
right,
in Flint, that's not
New
the
York.
Only place where water
yeah.
is fucked up.
Man, that is, and that's another form of depopulation and eugenics, because you know what happened with that water? It's going to affect generation after generation after generation to come.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real talk. It is, because,
yeah,
you know, you look, okay, you look at the effects of Gulf War Syndrome or Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
You know what I'm saying? This shit
second
goes
generation.
On for generation and generation. There's still
right.
kids over there in Southeast Asia that are developing, you know, 4 and 5 arms and or no arms
well,
at
look
all.
Look at Debbie,
you know,
Debbie Riggins. Look at you remember Debbie came coming back saying her father was over there in some Korea somewhere where they put that at, and he came
yeah.
home, and she ended up becoming a second generation of that.
Yeah, yeah, the condition he had, it passed down to her, yeah. Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. That's why, you know, you got to be careful, but at the same token, you got to raise awareness to people. If someone tells you, like, I know your situation, Mook, because, you know what I'm saying, you was looking for a better way or whatnot, but you got to
yeah.
tell these kids nowadays, man, don't go into the fucking military. They're going to use you.
Man, there's so many different ways. Like, check this out, bro. When I went in, you're talking about at the height of the crack epidemic. That shit doesn't yeah. affect people anymore, man. I mean, people smoking whatever the hell they want to smoke. I ain't never seen weed
crack look
other
like
color but green
pop rock.
When I was growing up. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers
yeah.
smoking pink weed now, man. I'm like, dude, you sure that's what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? They're like, man, that's that new shit, man. That's that Prince. I was like, what the fuck is Prince? I like the
yeah.
only Prince I know just died. What are you talking about?
And Red Buzz and you know, purple.
Hey man,
you know,
hey dude,
like
they kill me, man. So I mean, this is what I mean, Prez. You have people that can become famous nowadays for doing nothing.
Yeah,
they don't have to take the route that I took.
No,
get on
no,
social
no.
media and make yourself into something. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. You know what I mean? They don't have to take the goddamn route that I took, man. They could sit at home and be lazy and just make posts all day long and
like
become somebody. Somebody will pay them. Somebody will pay them.
It's
you know?
Snowing. There's a blizzard. Yeah, I mean, all you need is a camera nowadays, and like you said, just some type of gimmick. Or have a good fight video. That's another thing. Did you see the one? I don't usually like watching fight videos because you've seen 1,000 of them. They're all you see one, you see them all. But this one was hilarious because it was a nursing home. It was these old guys, and it was like gusts of wind were knocking these motherfuckers down. You know, the guy would barely tap them, and they were LeBron falling and shit. Kept getting up and then fighting each other. But they were in the front of the nursing home. These guys were in their 70s and 80s. Swinging
and
at each other.
The last old man fight I seen,
curb.
Motherfuckers didn't even hit each other. They was just swinging their ass off. That's the last
yeah.
one I watched. They didn't even hit each other. That shit was so funny to me, man.
Skimmed the guy with his thumb or something, and he fell down and shit. Yeah. Get right back up. Running at the dude, and then they double teamed him like fucking Brutus the Barber Beefcake and Greg the Hammer Valentine kicking somebody in the corner. It's fucking hilarious. Social media is crazy. It really fucking is. You don't know what you're gonna see, but fuck. I tell you what, we always get together. We have a good conversation. Thank you guys for coming through tonight. And, you know, we've
sure.
got another episode.
Mail crack to your politicians. Oh, shit.
There you go. Hey, we need to use that as a soundbite for something. Just play it. Mail crack to the politicians.
Yeah, man. Entice these motherfuckers to smoke crack. They could lose their career so we could deal with some real people, man.
Here's something. Clinton Foundation donors got weapons deal from Hillary Clinton's State Department. Her donors.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? Her donors. They donated her money, and they got weapon deals from Hillary Clinton's State Department. I saw something about Israel, Saudi Arabia, and I don't know where else. You know, I didn't read it. I'm just reading the headlines, but I glanced through the article. They were talking about the Middle East. Even by the standards of arms deals between the United States and Saudi Arabia, this one was enormous. The consortium of the American defense contractor led by Boeing would deliver $29 billion worth of advanced fighter jets to the United States oil-rich ally
wow.
in the Middle East. Israel officials were agitated, reportedly complaining to the Obama administration that the substantial enhancement to the South. She was selling shit to the Saudi man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to forward the post.
They're suing. This is crazy. The United States government is passed some bill or signed something in legislation that allows the victims of 9/11 to sue Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia was trying to block the lawsuit. But I also heard those 28 pages that was left out of the 9/11 Commission report. It actually names of people that were dealing with the Saudis and stuff like that. But they won't make it public though. They won't make it public.
Well, I just came across a public article, and I'm going to share it with the world. How, you know, you have allies over in Africa, countries over there fighting against each other. Guess what? Where those guns are coming from? The United States. You know what the government, Kissinger and them said? I have the 200, I think you want to call it a document, how they were talking about it's part one, part two, and part three. All those guns that's over in Africa came from the United States, and the government here said, oh, they're laughing about it. Oh, well, just let them kill each other. I swear to God,
oh, yeah,
this was in
Liberia.
The document. They said, let them kill each other. Give them the guns and let them kill each other. America ain't shit. I mean, the bowels are just the bowels. Kissinger, he wrote the thing about depopulating Africa. I just got that, too. And it was a document 200, and he was talking about how they were going to kill them off if they want the resources. I thought they had went and robbed and got all the resources out of there, but, oh, no, there are so many minerals, and that's why the government here is supplying Africa with the guns and are sending that Depo-Provera and other birth control. And then the stupid Pope people said, well, we have to depopulate Africa. Man, you're a Pope. Most of those people, a lot of those people over there, they're not Muslims. They're Catholics. How you sound? You're talking about going over there and depopulating these people.
Yeah, you go over there and convert them to being Catholic, and then you want to kill them?
This is why the Catholic community is mad at me today. I don't care. You know why? Because I made it known. And I got mad. I've been fussing with these people all week long. This is what you do. But you are saying you for life? You're talking about the right to life? What about the people in Africa that y'all are over there killing? But you talking about the right to life? Don't they have the right to life?
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. I've always thought that. All these people talking about the right to life and this and that, but today alone, 30,000 kids died. Not just babies, 5-year-old toddlers, 2-year-old toddlers. They all died because they couldn't have fucking water or food. And these motherfuckers are saying the right to life.
Sending guns over there instead of sending food and water over there. And another thing, what was I going to say?
You might as well send crack over there, like Luke said to the politicians. You know, you're giving them guns, not give them crack.
But they got crack over there now. How in the hell did Ghana? I mean,
they got crack over there. They shit in a bottle, let it ferment for 7 days, and inhale the gases.
You know,
they
that is so crazy.
Fucking, and instead of helping the situation, like you said, all we do is make it worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when Gaddafi set up irrigation and water over there, what did we do? We killed the motherfucker. He was actually, as fucked up as he was actually helping people. If you were to compare Gaddafi to the likes of George Bush or Barack Obama, in actuality, Gaddafi was probably a better person than both of those two guys.
And I'm trying to tell you, he was. He went
than Ronald Reagan
he went
or fucking Jimmy Carter, you know. But
you know
what?
And I found out about the pro-lifers.
I might be considered a terrorist now.
Look, they
talking
about Planned Parenthood making money off of babies. Sure, that is true, but I just found out that they didn't make just as much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's always, just like, okay, the cancer industry, you know what I'm saying? You look at, forget the cancer industry for a second. Let's talk about muscular dystrophy, okay? You look at Jerry Lewis. This motherfucker has had a telethon for 60 fucking years or more. All these years I thought, oh, man, this guy's raising money for awareness and setting up all these things. He's such a nice guy. You hear about Jerry's
right.
kids. All along, I found out this guy gets paid $1 million to do that every year. $1 million. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with these cancer centers. They get paid big money. You think, oh, yeah, donate to St. Jude's. Your money's going to go to house a family that's fighting cancer, and it's going to go towards cancer research. The bulk of it's going to go into the pockets of the people that run that corporation. It ain't no fucking for non-profit. There was a big thing with Feed the People, those trucks. They were going around. You always see the infomercials of that guy and that hillbilly and his wife. All we need is your $10. We can feed the family for a week. And they were fake too. They were breaking in money too. And they, you know, you don't even see their trucks anymore. What happened to them? I used to see their trucks on the highway. You know, they made it look like they were actually putting out. You know,
on the road doing it. Yeah.
Well, you got it.
I mean, this world
is
so freaking crazy. Now they're talking about euthanizing the elderly people. I mean, between the babies and the elderly, you want to live like the people in Turkey? You know, they're talking about killing the elderly people now. I mean, really? I mean, this country here is gone, and other countries are looking at it. Nobody have a chance anymore because we have given all of our rights to these people because we don't stand up and voice our opinion and talk. So every day is something new because they got away with that yesterday. Tomorrow they're going to get away with something worse. Now they're talking about, and some states have actually made this legal to kill the elderly people.
It don't surprise me at all. It don't, because they really slow killing them anyway with these life-sustaining drugs. They're just made just to keep you alive long enough to take all the money you got.
Yeah,
you
the
know,
pharmaceutical companies. They done took all the money they could off the elderly people. Now they won't need anymore. Now, since we know who created cancer, that all this stuff is a freaking man-made disease. All this stuff is man-made. So now they
all
can't
those
benefit
mummies,
too
not
much
Not one of
more.
Them had cancer. Not one of those fucking mummies had cancer.
That's right.
None of them. It came through technology. It people started getting it probably from, you know, when technology started to increase, and they saw this, and they figured, hey, well, this disease, maybe we can harness it, have a hidden cure that, you know, I'm saying only a select few get, but for the most part, keep these people alive long enough to kill them off and take away all their money, and that's what they do.
Well, that's exactly what they do, but a lot of people that go to these doctors don't have cancer. When they leave the doctor tells them that they have cancer, so they start giving them chemo and radiation treatments just long enough to make that money. And then when people are finding out that they never had cancer. Stupid government. Go ahead.
Allows it to happen. Allows it.
Yeah.
To happen. That's why.
Yeah,
I can't
because
trust
they're getting kickbacks.
Yeah.
They're getting paid. Look at how much money Pfizer all the stuff that Pfizer have done, Pfizer should have been cut down, closed down, but because they paid the government millions and millions and millions of dollars off, look at how Bayer created a aspirin, and it had, was laced with the, and I have it, and it's laced with HIV, the AIDS virus. I have all this stuff. I have all this stuff, you know, and it's laced with the HIV virus. How in the hell are you going to give a person medication to treat them and you're going to give them the virus?
Well, what about this? You go to a clinic and you think that you're safe. You think that the doctor's got your best interests at heart. Then it comes to find out you get a call along with two or three other 100 people or 1,000 people, however many people, saying, oh, recently you had some tests done, and we think you might have been exposed to HIV or hepatitis C or whatever. We need you to come in and get tested. Can you imagine getting that type of call? That's happened several times. I've seen it on the news.
I know. It happens. And all next thing you know, you have it, but you don't have it. But they say because he's your doctor, because he said you have it, you really think you have it.
Yeah, you got to go to, you got to get second, third, fourth, and fifth opinions. I got a buddy who, you know, he had a mental breakdown recently. You know, just, he basically, what happened was he was an alcoholic for several years, and he quit drinking, and his mind couldn't comprehend, you know what I'm saying, without alcohol. It couldn't function. I guess the alcohol was a mask for his depression and whatnot. This guy has been in and out of at least two or three institutions, and he's been to 11 different doctors. They've been treating him with psychotropic drugs, and nothing works. Every time he goes to a doctor, they put him on a pill. It either fucks him up even more than what he is, or gives him some type of severe allergic reaction. And then the doctor tells him, oh, well, we've done all we can do. And then he's got to go find somebody else. And then somebody else. He's went through 11 of them already.
That's what happens.
He's told several of them that he was suicidal. And they didn't even do anything. They didn't even do anything. Back in the day, if all you had to do was say, you know what, I feel like I'm going to kill myself, they're going to throw your ass in a goddamn movie bin.
But the shit that they give you can make you have suicidal thoughts.
And
that's it.
He went in there with just mild depression and came out completely fucked up. And just like the homie Matthew, rest in peace, in Australia, they were giving him those forced injections. And you know, I'm convinced that's probably what killed him. I remember him telling me, he's like, big bro, I don't want to get these shots anymore. They keep giving me these damn injections, you know. And then he had a freaking heart attack, died. Mm.
That's what I'm saying. You don't, the shit that they give you, you know, they just give you
worse
stuff because my body might not be able to take or might not agree with what you're giving me.
Yeah.
You know, so
what,
they don't know.
What
they're
you can
guessing.
Handle and what I can handle might be two totally different things.
Exactly.
You know, just like
exactly.
My wife, she's allergic to sulfa, Cipro, and penicillin. So there's very limited amount of antibiotics that she could take. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the antibiotics contain those three ingredients.
That's just like the Essure birth control, the one that's made out of nickel, titanium, and alloy, and they just insert it in the women
alloy.
And don't ask them. Yeah, they don't even ask them, are you allergic to nickel? Are you allergic to titanium? Are you allergic to alloy? They don't ask them. They just insert this shit, and these women just go crazy. I mean, and sometimes it affects their brain, you know, and heart attacks and everything, every organ in their body. You know, because you didn't ask me
if
I was allergic to anything.
No, you don't. A lot of times,
you know,
you go in these doctor offices and they pull the script pad out before you can even tell them what's wrong with you. And they're just getting ready to write something. You know? And then you look at their desk and they got trophies. And they got fucking rewards. And this.
And
this
you
want to
know why the holy list, is it holistic? Why another 25-year-old holistic doctor was just killed the other day? Because they are exposing these crack doctors.
The industry, yeah.
Yeah, they. How many have died so far? They had given a group of people
There's
a party.
There's about 30 of them.
That's what I was about to say. And they poisoned them.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
these
you remember
people
in the
are
80s,
vicious.
In the 90s, that was the malpractice era. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where, like, if a doctor left a sponge inside of you or something, or so did
he could be sued.
Or whatever up inside of you, you could sue the shit out of them. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
for millions and millions of dollars, now they have all these laws in place protecting these doctors.
That you can't. Protecting the doctors.
Yeah.
Because they get cuts from this. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And the doctor's going to pay these government officials more money than you can. So, you know, of course, you know, we're living in a messed up world. You know, nobody is for the people anymore. Everybody's
no.
for their pocket. It's about my pocket. It's about my
yeah.
family. You know, bump you and whatever. If I can make money off of you, you know, and this is what I'm hearing, is that, oh, you could be replaced if you die.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. We're all expendable. We ain't worth fuck.
No.
None of us. That's why I say nobody should be fucking racist, because we are all on the same fucking big floating rock in the sky. We're all
See,
on the same
place. See, it's not so much about race anymore. It's not so much about race, it's about class.
Goes down, we're all fucking dead.
Yeah, if you're poor, you're going to get it first. So it's about class.
You're going to get it first.
If you're poor, you're going to get it first. Whether you're black, white, or what, it doesn't matter. So it's about, yeah, it's about class. You know, and then the middle class is going to go. And then the rich people that's supposed to be a little above the middle class, they're going to drop down. It's only going to be about two classes now, and that's rich.
You know, yeah, it's going to be. But what they don't understand, even the richest of the rich, the people that are making $1 million or more, they don't even realize they're not in the 1%. They're not in the billionaire boys club. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so at
what
the
I'm
end
saying.
Of the day, they might live a little bit longer than the poor people. But they're going to get it just the same, if not
and
worse.
That's exactly 100%
you know?
Correct.
They're going to make it into these Brentwood gated communities that are safe and tucked away in these little nestled suburbs in the middle of nowhere. They're going to make it in there, and they're going to kill these motherfuckers. They're going to take everything they got, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta look at it like this, man. We're all going to be fucked once the shit goes down.
And
once
at the end of the day, that's why
law,
all poor people, everybody should start pulling together, and stand up against this government, because martial law is here.
Yeah, and you notice, you know, like in Egypt, and you know, when the CIA attempted the coup over in Egypt, the people of Egypt weren't having it. They're like, fuck this shit. They weren't
but
having
we
it. There's
just,
all kinds of populations across the world that won't have it.
And,
yes, and
we're the only side. We're supposed to be the most
genocide.
Intelligent. We're supposed to be the most
Which is probably
smartest,
what'll happen
intelligent
to us.
People. And we're
no,
the most dumbest
far.
People.
Yeah, we're,
you know,
we're the most brainwashed and gullible people on the whole fucking planet.
That's
I literally
right.
believe that. We care
yeah,
more about
everybody else fight
that,
but we just sit back and take the shit.
Than genocide. You know, we care more about the latest app on our phones than we do about cancer and different diseases and things
that's
of that
right.
nature. You know,
that's right.
That's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. You know?
And then when people
talk
about it, they don't want to hear it. People don't want to hear about it. They don't want to know the truth.
Because they're content with their pretty little existence. They're fine, you know, living their own little in their own little worlds. They're not, until it affects them directly, they don't give a shit, you know. Mm. And that's the problem with this country. When you have people that just don't give a shit, you're never going to have any type of resolve or any type of change, you know, because you have
right.
a whole population. I mean, and the perfect thing is look at the Trump and the Hillary thing going on right now. Look at the division amongst the idiots. Look how stupid they all are. They're just completely fucking dumb on all levels. Anything Trump says that comes out of his mouth, that Trump supporters go, hell yeah, Donald Trump, yeah. This guy, but, yeah, most of them are these redneck idiots from the South that support this guy.
And New York.
This dude is a fucking a Yankee from New York. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
When have you ever
did
seen anybody
you know?
From the South support a fucking Yankee from New York? You've never seen that
did
before.
Did you know that his grandfather? Did you know that his grandfather was a pimp? One of the biggest pimps.
Look at his
wife. I just read that yesterday.
Jesus.
His grandfather was one of the biggest pimps in New York. Drug dealer. Everything that's bad. And had a liquor
Trump.
House. Yeah, yeah. The same
Trump
thing
pimp.
With that guy in New York, the one that support him. Not Bloomberg. What's the crazy guy's name there that hate black people? And then come to find out that his father or grandfather ran around with Al Capone. I can't think of his name. You know who? He got
right
a big
here.
Mouth. He hates Obama. He was always talking, putting Obama down. And then come to find out his father went to prison for dealing drugs and, what was it? Dealing drugs and liquor.
I can't think of the guy's name.
Yeah,
but
I know
you know who
about,
I'm
yeah.
talking about.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Everything he wanted Obama dead. Really, everything was Obama. And then the Bloomberg Trump thinks that the Bloomberg was supporting him when he first started running, and it got out how you know we already know they don't like blacks about mass incarceration and all that stuff. So he withdrew his money from him because Trump have a big mouth. They were going to just get rid of all black people, period. You know, or poor people, but mostly black people.
Well,
and he
still
made
are.
It known.
He made it known.
He made it known. You know, but however, I'm done.
Hey, hell of a show. Thanks for tuning in. And always good to talk to you guys. Shout out to Mook.
Yes, sir.
Ron and Saeed, well, hopefully they're good. We'll see you guys here next week. And also, next Saturday night, Mac J. Velvet Rose, Underground Saturday night. You might want to call into that show, guys. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a variety show. A lot of caller interaction. And then, of course, Skinny Man on the Rant. That's going to be coming real soon. Look forward to that as well. Shout out to Scratch. That guy's knocking out graphics left and right. He did about 10 pieces for us in the past 3 or 4 days. Did a lot of stuff for Mac. And so if you need any graphic arts, go to ugsforlife.com. You can either get at Scratch or you can get at Emo. I would say Six, but he's not really doing graphic arts right now. Shout out to him. Be on the lookout for his thing. He's got a Red Wall radio coming out real soon. Velvet Rose is actually going to be on the show with him on Red Wall Radio, too. So she's going to have two shows herself on two different places. So that's going to be unique. So shout out to our webmaster, Dome. He's constantly putting work on the site. I want to shout out Alex, not Alex DeFerry. I want to shout out, him too, I guess. He's probably going to call in any day soon. Ain't no telling with him. Him and Westside Willie. But no, this guy, Alex up in Canada, he really likes this show, guys. Out of all the shows on UGS Radio, his favorite show is The Church Reality. And he's actually been, from time to time, donating to the show. We really appreciate that. And you can do the same. Go to ugsforlife.com. Look on the donation page, you know, saying we'll keep bringing you the content that you want to hear. And other than that, this Wednesday we got Brian Chafton from RBC Records. He was actually at Priority Records, too. The guys work with some of the biggest artists that were ever in the game, so that's going to be a huge interview. And then the very next day we got the return of MC Shan. In April, that guy, he made us go viral more times than a gay bathhouse. There's viruses everywhere, but we had some big media with him and KRS-One, and recently KRS-One, we were talking about Bambaataa. he made some comments that was kind of defending Bambaataa and the sex abuse allegations. So I'm very interested to hear what Shan has to say about that. So that'll be Thursday. And then, like I said, Saturday, it's going to be the first episode of Underground Saturday Night with Mac J and Velvet Rose. Check it out. And then next Sunday, we'll be right back here. Don't know what we're going to be doing yet, but it'll be episode 144. And actually, we're missing two episodes because when Alex sent his donation, he asked for two episodes. I think it might have been 123 and 136. I did not make those. I fucked up. I skipped them. I went to the other one. So those two episodes do not exist. Thank you again for your support and everyone else that supports any of our shows. We appreciate it. UGSforlife.com. You want any beats, get Skinny Man on the track. One of the dopest producers out there right now. Got a lot of stuff he's working on an album, Living Tribunal. Look forward to that coming real soon. Shit, man, is there anything else you guys want to promote? Anything you guys want to say before we get out of here?
Y'all
good?
I think you did it,
Prez.
I think you did.
Yeah, I think the weed did it. the weed is what did it. Prez ain't shit. He ain't did nothing. It's the Mary Jane. But thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you real soon. We're out of UGS for life.
All right, peace.